Chevy.
Get ready to go into business for yourself. The Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
And hello from Long Island. This is Tom Skarda. And this is the Franchise Radio Show. And welcome. We are live and excited for this show. We have CMIT Solutions with us and a special guest calling in a minute. Shalonda Hunter is calling in about, we're going to talk about computers, a lot of different angles on computers tonight. So the Franchise Radio Show is all dedicated to the mission of helping people understand franchise opportunities, what's good, what's bad, what's hot, what's not, but also best practices in franchising. So tonight's going to be a lot of, I have Armando, a good friend of mine, Armando DeAccardo from CMIT Solutions, talking about cybersecurity threats, which is a major thing going on these days. And Shalonda is going to be talking about pay-per-click, you know, Google ads, and it's all marketing, right?
Internet marketing.
It's internet marketing, and Armando is my co-host, so he's on the air. Hey, Armando, thanks for coming
in. How
are
you? Thank you.
This is awesome. So glad you could be with us.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be great. So we have Shalonda's coming on in a second. So this is all about, you know, I think the days of advertising traditionally are way over. So Shalonda is a modern marketing strategist that helps businesses and entrepreneurs build profitable businesses with paid social media ads and really effective online marketing. So she owns a digital marketing company called Fastlane Interactive here in New York City. And she's done work for a lot of chains that you might even know, like Coffee Beanery, IHOP, one of my favorites. Love the pancakes. Pizza Hut and even HBO and Marriott, Estee Lauder. So the knowledge and the wisdom she brings to the table tonight for us is going to be awesome. And, of course, you might have read about her in Forbes magazine. She's been in Washington Post, New York Times. She contributes to Huffington Post, is where I met her last year. So, Mike, if you're if Shalonda, all right. Hey, Shalonda, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
This is awesome.
I know. Such a great show. Such a great topic.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And my friend Armando's here. Say hello.
Hey, Armando.
How are you? Very, very well. Thank you.
Great.
Yeah, this is great. We've been talking for a long time trying to get you on the show. We finally were able to hook up schedules. And lo and behold, here we are.
Yes.
So it's cool. I was saying, I was telling the station manager, the way we met last year was I wrote something about Hopium and then you reposted it and then it got picked up by like JetBlue Airlines and we were like, I'm like, who is this lady? Like, she's got things happening here, man, in the background.
Well, one, I loved it, right? So I'm reading this article, an entrepreneur, and I'm like, I love Hopium because how many of us are on that drug, right? Always hoping that something is going to happen. So I just love the phrase, and I said, hey, I got to give this guy, you know, the credit because I didn't come up with it, but I definitely know what he was talking about. So I love that. And I since then, you know, meeting you and talking to you about what you're doing and the exciting stuff you do with franchises, it was like, I'm just so happy that I was able to connect with being on here and that I was introduced to you through that.
Yeah, it's so cool how people meet these days. And you're just fascinating to watch. You know, I follow you on Twitter and LinkedIn and everything that you're doing with your company and you're building it from the ground up. And it's real, you know, entrepreneur grit. And people like Armando and myself, we love that.
Yeah.
So
you play a very important role in small businesses too. You know, without pay-per-click and the proper SEO optimization of the websites, small to mid-sized businesses get lost in the web. You know, just thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of competitors out there, and unless you market yourself properly, you just get invisible on the search engines. So you play an important role in a lot of our clients' efforts to get new business from the web.
Yeah, it's awesome. And Armando,
sure.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No doubt. I'm sure I'm going to just say that, you know, attention is, which is Gary V. Vaynerchuk says, is currency. And I take it a step further and say attention is definitely, you know, the currency now. But, you know, action is the key to profitability.
Yeah.
We got to be ready to take the action, you know, to get ourselves out there.
Yep. And I wanted Armando to just chime in for a second about what he does, just so you know, Shalanda, and also the listeners. So what's the description here? What's the pitch?
So I have two roles. One, I'm an area manager for a nationwide computer support franchise. We focus on small to mid-sized businesses, and we become their IT company, their CIO, and their advisor. And you know, in the role of area manager, I'm, you know, screening and recruiting potential owners for our CMIT family in the New York area, New York City, Long Island, et cetera. And I'm also coaching and working with the existing owners to help them grow their businesses and provide the right services. As an owner in the system, which I am, and a coach to the other owners, you know, we're trying to provide the best support we can to our clients, and our clients are all small to mid-sized businesses. So we have 5-person accounting firms, and we have, you know, 150-person, you know, transportation firms. And, you know, they have different needs than the Citibanks and the IBMs of the world. So we try to fill the role that IBM would fill for Citibank, you know, one-stop shopping for all IT. But we know our limitations. So, for example, we'll do the network, we'll do the security, we'll do the maintenance, we'll sell them hardware, but we don't do pay-per-click.
Cool.
We'll farm that out to experts like you.
Cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So, Shalanda, what is your area of genius? What are you an expert at?
Well, the first thing definitely is strategy, right? So with me, I would say out of all the things in the world, I'm best at, you know, really helping organizations, entrepreneurs, business owners really focus on developing their strategy and execution. That would be my area of genius no matter what. You know, no matter what we're doing. And I definitely believe everything starts, you know, from there. Because as I say the word modern marketing strategist, because people come to me with so many things that they're trying to do. And my focus is really in paid advertising with social media and now getting into some artificial intelligence, which mainly around bot communication. But I would say the strategy and execution is where it should start, and being able to really articulate across all of the channels and across all the functions, similar to what Armando said, understanding how the technology fits in with their digital marketing is where I have my biggest area of genius.
Cool. So, I mean, you're the kind of person that helps somebody who, like, you know, if I just like think of these little business owners. They're like, oh my God, I need to do, you know, I need to do a video, or I need to be on Snapchat or something like that. Mm-hmm. So you help them figure out if they even really should be on that, right?
Exactly, and help them to understand where their role, where their company is, and where their digital footprint is, and that's whether they've gotten started or where they're going with it. Because what you find is a lot of times, people come to the table, and yes, they want the email, and yes, they want Facebook, and yes, they may want Twitter, and yes, they may want Snapchat, but we got to get an understanding of why and what we're going to get back from that. Like, what's the ROI on what we're going to do?
Right.
And as things become more digital, we really need to start functioning, start looking at how the business itself is going to function. So you take something like an IHOP, or you take maybe like an Outback. Restaurants, as you know, in the franchising arena is growing very, very fast, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of the fastest moving markets. At the same time, there's a lot of digitization that is now having them to scale up how they hire, who they hire, and what those costs are going to be, because they have to have the systems to support being digital. And now that they're taking away from a lot of their print, we still have to be able to make sure that we understand. And that's where, let's say we were going in the future with some of these messenger bots, imagine you order online and you're not having to just go through one system. You're now able to do a lot of that customer service interaction before that person even gets that order through, or before they walk in that door to come pick up maybe their to-go item,
right,
or to make their reservation before they get in the door. That right there used to have to be a job of three people, right? Now, one messenger bot can do that. One thing inside of Facebook can do that. That's where our, you know, society is going, and that's what I try to walk a lot of our business owners through, understanding that. And I'm another area of expertise, being able to make very complicated things very easy to explain for those that might be overwhelmed by, you know, the technology and where digital is going.
I think everybody's overwhelmed, right? Yeah.
There's a lot. I was about to say there's a lot of confusion out there. If you could maybe take a step back. So if we have, you know, some of my clients might be listening, small business owners that, you know, they're wondering, is search engine optimization enough? You know, do I need to do pay-per-click? Should I be putting video on my website? You know, can you just, I understand it, not to the level you do, but I'd like to hear your explanation of, you know, where things are going on the SEO side, the pay-per-click side. And I know Google changes a lot. If you could speak to that a little bit also. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you keep up with the changes in the way Google ranks websites and indexes websites for your clients?
Well, one of the ways that I keep up is like keeping up with your diet, right? You got to keep on practicing it. So when these new algorithms come out or new advances come out, you got to start testing them, right? So one of the things that I think that is becoming more critical that Google is moving into is much more localization. So it's making search engine optimization and pay-per-click and your social ads so much more, I would say, focused and targeted, because again, we're going back to your audience is your currency, right? So we're getting more, we're going towards much more of a value-based advertising model where you really are going to be able to see from dollar to dollar how this translates across the board. So business owners today have to really be searchable, and not only for your computer when someone